Innovation Rockstars. Innovation Rockstars.
Today with Innovation Manager Roman Cizer from Škoda Auto.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Innovation Rockstars. My name is Chris Mühlroth, and in this episode, I am very much looking forward to welcoming Roman Cizer. Roman is responsible for innovation management and company digitalization at Škoda. And he has an extensive background in the space of innovation. For example, as an innovation director, EU Sparkling Beverages, innovation director of Česká Inovace, and so on. So Roman, thank you so much for joining us. It is a pleasure having you.
Thanks for having me, and greetings from Czech Republic to all the listeners.
Great. So let's kick things off with a 60 seconds introduction sprint, as always, about you, your career, your role at Škoda. So for the next 60 seconds, the stage is yours. Let's go.
Okay. So at the University of Economics, the third year, I was thinking what type of job I want to do. And I always wanted to do something creative, to develop something new. So I decided for marketing, and then step by step, I moved to innovation management, starting in Johnson & Johnson and then at Coca-Cola in various marketing and brand management roles, and then in innovation role of innovation director for sparkling beverages in EU. After Coke, I helped to jumpstart the Liftago, Czech Uber here in Prague. I was leading Czech innovation company. And then 4 years ago, I got a call from Headhunter to join Škoda Auto, newly formed innovation management team. And I knew instantly this would be my dream job. So yeah, since 4 years, I'm helping to get Škoda ready for the future.
So that's a great story. And there we go, the headhunter story. Okay, so thank you. So next, I have three sentence starters for you, and I would like you to complete them. So number one, one thing I have always wanted to say about innovation is
seeing things that others don't see or overlook or eventually give up to do.
Number two, I usually start my mornings with
checking my Apple Watch, how I slept.
The Apple Watch, okay. And finally, number three, the future of mobility is going to be
multimodal and seamless.
Right. So before we dive into innovation at Škoda, Roman, I've learned that you have a black belt, more specifically a black belt in innovation. So the Innovation Igniter black belt. Can you tell me what is that exactly?
That's basically a testimonial that I'm proficient enough to run an ideation challenge using the design thinking. So it was a program at the Coca-Cola company where we formed a community of innovators. We call themselves Igniters, who first of all went through a three-day training for the green belt. And to be honest, that training changed my mind and my life a lot. It helped me to see things differently and especially solve issues in a very creative and human-centered way. And then after this training, I've been through some projects and then qualified for the black belt, which was a week-long training somewhere in the fields of Netherlands to get rid of all the fears and be able to moderate, facilitate workshops and the big innovation projects.
So it's great to have you as a real innovation expert, an experience expert here. So I'm curious to hear from you. You know, some say, not including myself, but some say that innovation management, and the emphasis here is on the word management, is actually an oxymoron. So, you know, a concept with opposing meanings, a self-contradiction, if you will. Examples are terms such as old news, something being in random order. Think you get the point. Do you agree? What would you say?
Yes, definitely. It may sound like managing innovation is rather killing them. So too much management is very risky for innovation and creativity. However, I think the art is to find the right balance between freedom and creativity and you know, wildness and kind of managerial rigor, discipline, analytical background to balance between the chaos and impact to get things done. Yeah, so that's, I think, the toughest part, to find that right balance, not to overmanage innovation and at the end, at the other hand, not to leave them in the clouds.
So would that be kind of your definition of innovation? How would you define innovation management as a discipline, actually?
More or less, yes. It's a kind of a craft, a set of skills, tools, and behaviors that helps to solve problems and advance ideas to the next level and eventually bring them to life. So there's a lot of things, and therefore it's management, yeah, about the environment that helps to generate ideas. But it's also about where we need to innovate, having the vision, having the strategy, why and what to innovate. Innovation management is also about decisions, funding, portfolio, what type of innovation we want, how long we are able to wait for their return. And last but not least, it's also the process, the whole journey, how to get from finding an opportunity or finding a problem to solving it and bringing the value. So it's a lot about these kind of things jungling around, and therefore it's called management, I guess.
Yeah, great that you say this, since, you know, I think the role of an innovation manager today oftentimes is still misunderstood. Yeah, oftentimes they're understood as being the creative staff who need to come up with the next best idea, but specifically pointing out the management aspect in this is actually very important.
It's actually about helping to make innovators next step, to advance further with their ideas. Yeah, so also a lot of things with motivation, culture, and the right behaviors. Yeah, playfulness, driving or supporting curiosity, courage, and patience. Those are all big behaviors that innovation managers need to foster in the innovation teams.
Yes, so it's way more than just you know, finding the next idea and running some happy workshops. So Roman, do you want to take us through your journey through the early days of the innovation team at Škoda? And maybe let's start at the beginning, at the very beginning. So what was the reason for dealing with innovation more systematically than before?
Well, Škoda has always been driven by inventiveness. It's actually the fifth oldest car producer in the world. It started with the bike production, and Škoda was always able to reinvent itself and be in the current with the markets. And actually, 5 years ago, the management realized that the things are changing dramatically. There is a new age of technologies, powertrains, and services coming. So they decided to put much more focus on more radical innovation, more transformational innovation, and therefore decided to establish an innovation management team and do a systematic also culture or driving program.
And you have mentioned it before. How do you, Škoda, balance between innovation being a discipline, like being hard and smart, the management aspect of it, versus being more open-minded, being creative and playful, having hackathons, whatever? And the second question would be, how not to fall for the innovation theater?
Well, actually, it's a kind of a good story, because when we started, everybody was waiting for quick results, quick wins. Those are usually brought by more incremental innovation. And yeah, the nature of the world today, with all the external challenges like urbanization, environmental challenges, now autonomous driving and business model changes, requires that these innovation take a bit longer and therefore take a little bit more patience as well as resources. However, quickly enough, we have started to evaluate also the potential of the ideas and the proof of concepts that we did, and formed a so-called dashboard, where we, in a very regular way, track all the POCs and their potential impact, as well as once they are implemented, what they really bring. So this helped to also bring the innovation theater to the real life, that people see, yes, we need a lot of inspiration, events, workshops, hackathons, and they bring results. However, it takes time to deliver the real impact in the market. And therefore, we established this dashboard that shows how these ideas bring value, mostly financial.
So you build momentum. Sure, that's fine. I guess, you know, this, you know, you can start a movement, build momentum, people will be part of this. And then there might be a certain point in time when, you know, the momentum is being reduced again, right? So when people say, okay, well, now we've done this, we've seen the workshops, we maybe have casual Fridays, we're now running around in t-shirts and so on. But how then to keep up the momentum? I mean, you have to start over and over again. This is a thing which is continuously going on for months and for years. So how to keep the momentum high?
Well, we always are in a very high momentum, I have to say. There are new challenges constantly coming upon us. Yeah? The world will never be different. We all know the VUCA world. Yeah, and lately, we are really experiencing it. First of all, with all the transformation I mentioned before, and then we had COVID last year. Now we have semiconductors shortage, different ways of working, you know, different behaviors of customers, you know, demanding much more online interactions. So these external challenges, especially from customers, help us to keep us on our toes and look for ways how we can best serve them. So for me, this is always the best arguments how to keep this sense of urgency and the need for innovation.
Great, great. Got it. And by the way, in the beginning, was it more of a bottom-up activity, like a rogue unit? Or, you know, did you have a clear commitment from the board from the start? So was it rather a top-down initiative when you started all this?
It was actually top down, and there was a management workshop for 2 days where it defines the first so-called innovation culture program, which had components of building innovation rooms, testing a hackathon, bringing some idea box challenges and communication to explain to employees what innovations is about, why we need them. And actually, it also had a small component which was a sign of a cultural change, and it was a casual Friday. So that was the task of the CEO. It was very difficult actually to implement that people stopped wearing ties, not even shirts on Fridays.
Wow, so even the CEO task got it. Well, this then clearly, you know, points out that there is a high importance and also an urgency of building all this. And when building all of this, do you think that your marketing background actually, you know, has given you an advantage over others who do hold similar positions? And if so, why?
Yeah, maybe I return a little bit also to the previous question and I come back to the marketing background, because it started as a top-down initiative, but we quickly realized that the bottom-up, without involving innovators in expert functions, in departments, it would not work. Yeah, Škoda is actually quite task-oriented, process-oriented, and innovation also require a little bit more spontaneity, a little bit more, you know, community approach. So we started to work very closely with innovators, train them, organize meetups for them, and bring the network of those, we call them InnoBoosters, that can help each other, inspire each other. So also to complement the top-down approach with the bottom-up movement. And I think it helped very much then to jumpstart that momentum you mentioned before, that people embrace innovation as their part of their daily job. However, back to your question on my marketing background, I think in a way, yes. Because innovation is all about customers, understanding their problems or how to serve them better. So as our previous manager said, don't look for ideas, look for problems first. And that's the heart of the marketing. Yeah, you start to understand what's the situation, what's the needs of the user, of the customer, and then you try to find the right solutions. So in that way, I think we also approach innovation management. We try to identify, so who is our customer actually for innovation management? Is it the innovator? Is it the board? Are those the managers? And at the end, it's all of them. However, as the marketing way of thinking is, you need to tailor-made your approach to each target audience differently. So that's how we segmented them. The communication, the tools, and the approach for those three groups by different.
Okay, and one follow-up question to the InnoBoosters. So am I getting this right? Are these individuals kind of champions in the process that basically helped you put out the message to the greater audience? Or who is the InnoBoosters?
Also, yeah, those are volunteer employees who feel like being passionate about innovations and want to help others. So, for example, when we develop a new service, they are the first one who are willing to answer your survey or test it or come to your workshop and help to brainstorm you the idea. Or they give you the hand in their field of expertise, be it AI or any kind of technology or 3D printing. So that's how we build this community.
Got it. So they are the pioneers. Okay. Now, Roman, before we dive in into the toolbox and what you are kind of doing to advance innovation management at Škoda, I would like to play a short game.
It's time for either or.
All right. So I will give you two options and you choose one. And then you can use one sentence each for explaining your opinion on this. Okay. Number one, Roman, would you rather always know when people are lying or always get away with lying?
Well, I think with Neuralink, even machines will know if we are lying. To be honest, I feel that I have the intuition to see when people are lying. So I don't like that. But I think we need to get away with it because we have the intuition. Or at least I have the intuition when people are not saying the truth.
Got it. So intuition. Okay, number two. Would you rather give up innovation management or stop driving a Škoda car?
That's a tough one. I need to answer with one word, yeah. But stop driving Škoda because we have great brands also in the Volkswagen Group that we can try to drive with Audi, Porsche, etc.
Noted. Okay, and finally, either work 100% at home from now on or work 100% at the office from now on?
I wouldn't choose either. I think innovations are done in the marketplace with users. So I would choose remotely.
You are cheating. Okay, now that we have sorted this out, let's move on and talk about the innovation toolbox and how you are, building this up at Škoda. So I think when we spoke a few times before, you mentioned that Škoda has an innovation blueprint. Can you let me know what the Škoda innovation blueprint actually is and what its components are?
Yeah, actually, it's a kind of a framework which we came across lately, how to systematically discuss internally, especially with the management, what needs to be done in order to advance the innovation maturity and proficiency of Škoda Auto. It has four components. First of all, strategic one, yeah, setting the strategy, exploring new opportunities, understanding why and what to innovate. Second is about governance, how we make decisions, what type of portfolio of products we need, how we allocate budgets, and how we manage the risk. Thirdly, it's all about process and tools, how to advance the ideas, how to come up with the ideas, how to evaluate them. And implement them. And lastly, not least, it's all about mindset and culture. Yeah. So those are four components. And actually, your innovation mindset, innovation index is quite a good tool to understand where you are on each of those four components and what to focus on in order to move to the next maturity level. And it also helps you to benchmark with others so you can see where the others are ahead of you and where you need to catch up then.
Where maybe to place a focus for, moving up the maturity level. Yeah. So let's open up the innovation toolbox for a bit. What is in there?
First of all, a chocolate bar. That's the most popular part of it. Actually, it's a really physical box that contains a set of canvases, guides, notebooks, post-its, all the things you need to be a successful innovator. But first of all, it's a program. It starts with a two-day training where you understand your motivation, you find your opportunity for innovation, and then you have set of tools how to come up with the ideas, how to validate them with customers, how to prepare them for the proof of concept phase, simply everything you need to start and pursue the innovation journey. Yeah, it's actually adopted from a very successful Adobe Kickbox program. Actually, it doesn't work without people. Yeah, so part of that toolbox is also mentorship and supporters, the experts who can help the innovators with their ideas.
So that's actually That's actually a fair point. So based on your opinion, who is kind of responsible for driving innovation or driving the innovation culture? I mean, you mentioned before, of course, you need both. You need bottom-up commitment as well as top-down importance and urgency. But how is that with your team and the mindset, the innovation mindset at Škoda? Would you say that everyone is responsible for driving innovation culture? Is it rather the inner boosters? What do you think?
Yeah, I think everyone. It's a way of working. It's more or less, I would say, cultural thing. And as one English proverb says, it takes one pool to spoil the pool party. You really need everyone to be on board and understand what innovations is about, and they are part of that culture. Yeah. So we have a tool called Innovation Mindset Index, which helps us to understand how in each department the sense of this innovation culture is, and then discuss with employees of that department, with managers, how to nurture it, how to evolve it further. Yeah, but our ambition should be to have everybody on board.
And then from your experience, what would you say? What were the most important kind of building blocks that have helped you advancing the innovation maturity over time? What were some of the, let's say, highest leverage activities to reach the next level?
First of all, what works very well is to have a set of tools and money to play with in order to validate the best idea. So I think the POC program that we started was the biggest lever, because it helped us to really stimulate the ideas from the experts, from innovators, from different departments, as well as gave them support and resources to validate them and increase the chances for implementation. So I think the POC program was the biggest lever.
Okay. And what would you say, how is your operating model? Do you kind of constantly work to innovate, sense new customer needs, and then push the information, for example, to product management, R&D, and so on? Or are you tasked by them, like, hey, find me new things, understand customer movements, and so on? How is your operating model?
Actually, it cannot be said if it's one or the other, but it reminds me of one insight that I got when we worked on we call it innovation journey, where we try to explain the innovation process, and, you know, process sounds very rigid, so we try to say, you know, every innovation is a journey, and we try to show to employees how to run this journey or how to ride this journey. And working on this, I realized that innovation has to start somewhere. And the question is, so how does the innovation start, actually? And of course, there is a scenario where you get a task, you need to be more innovative. This is the worst case scenario, because it's a task and you just solve it, tick it, and it's done. However, the right innovation starts with some inspiration, with some vision, seeing opportunity at the customer side, seeing some problems. And it's so rare to get a really good, well-defined challenge. So therefore, we try to bring a lot of inspiration to people, show them what other industries are doing, what competition is doing, in order to jumpstart the thinking, yes, we need to change, we want to change, and here are some opportunities that we want to address.
And where do you get the inspiration from?
You can get it everywhere. Yeah. Conferences, internet, being with customers, observing customers, trying our own products, seeing what works well, what doesn't work well, what we can do better. Competition, of course. So inspiration is everywhere. Yeah. You just systematically need to bring it and evaluate it, how it could make sense for your area, for your needs.
Yeah. Great answer.
One good thing is to really systematically bring the inspiration to your life. Yeah. And I think innovators do it naturally. Yeah. They read the kind of trend reports. They watch new webinars. They attend CES or watch the podcasts. But intentionally, you need to have maybe also some other inspiration from the other industries actively implemented into your at least weekly routine, that at least once a week you look outside of your box, of your cubicle, and see where you can get inspiration and how it can help in your business.
So is that how you do it? Do, for example, you know, set away some time in the week to research, be inspired?
Yeah, actually, we have tasked our trainees for our team meeting. We always start with 3-4 inspirations that they find in the magazines like Wired or in internet or in conferences. And we in our team discuss them, what it could mean for us. Yeah, so we actively discuss them and then we put them on the Idea Space, our innovation management platform, which then distributes weekly newsletter to all the innovation enthusiasts at Škoda Auto.
And what do you think? Could an artificial intelligence system maybe in the future, maybe already today, kind of assist with identifying new inspiration? Since, you know, the data is spread across the globe, there are so many sources, and you need to kind of cut through the signals and the noise. So identify the signals and cut through the noise. What's your take on this?
I think so. The opportunities and possibilities of AI are endless, to be honest. And lately we tried a so-called innovation simulation game where we competed with AI. We did our innovation strategy based on our assessment and thinking and experience. And then we looked at how AI would define innovation strategy for Škoda. And it was an interesting to see that even AI can, and I think rightly, propose some good strategic measures to address the innovation ecosystem.
So who did better, the humans or the AI?
It's hard to say, it's just a simulation, yeah, but of course AI got a higher score than us.
Ah, here we go, it started. Okay. Hey, Roman, finally, let's turn to the future. So prior before our recording, I just learned you came out of a very important management meeting about the future of innovation at Škoda. For sure, you are not allowed to tell anything that is confidential, but still, innovation is change. So what is next on your agenda to, you know, enhance and expand the innovation management at Škoda?
There are two big topics that we are currently working on. First of all, we have a new strategy 2030, Next Level, which brings a lot of opportunities for Škoda in the 5-10 years. And that's exactly how we need to bring it to life, because strategies are always very high level. And in order to really define what specific things, opportunities to focus on, we need to, with certain methodologies, define those innovation focus areas or corridors. So that's the first thing. How to define the opportunities as part of the strategy, be it new technologies or new business models. And the second thing, a never-ending corporate evergreen topic, which is the acceleration. We feel we are too slow, especially the car development life cycle is quite long. However, the services work in a much faster way. And we see that we need to accelerate also our innovation efforts. So it dedicated time, capacity, and priority for innovations to bring them to life quickly. Because, it, you know, I give you one example. When I came to Škoda 4 years ago, I was in very much in love with the digital key, which in that time was using the NFC technology. We looked at it. It was still not quite secure as well as convenient for users. Then came quite early on Bluetooth technology, and now we see the biometric identification coming in. So until you get something done these days, especially on the hardware side, the technology changes so quickly that you may be already left behind if you don't look 3, 5, 7 years in advance and have that solution ready tested to be implemented.
Yeah, that's a real challenge. So how to do that? How to speed up?
Well, first of all, as I said, you need to look a little bit beyond the current next 2 to 3 years. And secondly, we are looking at best practices in terms of corporate acceleration programs. And we also in a group, be it Audi or Porsche, have some good examples. So those are the things we are trying to see if we can also replicate to Škoda to speed up and help innovators be faster with their ideas. It's a quite a fast method, hackathon. You can get the solution very quickly in 1 or 2 days. We had a great challenge with warehouses to find the duplicities there. In 2 days, we found the algorithms, the measures. However, it took another 2-3 years to really implement it in reality. And that's where we need to focus on the implementation and, you know, efficiency in getting things done.
Yeah, thanks for the inspiration. And, you know, with that, I think we kind of already reached the end of our episode, but before I would be interested in your answer to our signature question. So when you look back on your career at Škoda, what would you say was your greatest innovation rockstar moment so far?
Well, to be honest, I don't feel like a rockstar and I don't even have the ambition to be one. Eventually, I think that being a rockstar is a lot of small steps, small things. And that's what I enjoy on my work, on my everyday work, you know, to inspire somebody, to network and cross-connect somebody, or to help them to come up with the ideas, bring some suggestion for improvement, facilitate the workshop, and especially helping them to shine. That's what makes me pleased to see that other people, together with my support, get good ideas and bring them to life.
Okay, well, you know, since this format is called Innovation Rockstars, you are now part of the Innovation Rockstars community. So if you want to, maybe in the future, you may call yourself an Innovation Rockstar. Yeah, that's it. And with that, we have reached the end of this episode. So Roman, it was a pleasure listening to you. Thank you for sharing all the insights and inspirations, and your answers are always spot on. So it's great to have a conversation with you and hope to talk to you in the soon.
Pleasure was on my side. And of course, we'll be in touch. And yeah, have a great day. Stay safe and be creative and innovative.
Be creative and innovative. Thanks. And to everybody listening or watching, if you want to learn more about this story, simply leave us a comment on this episode or drop us an email at info@innovationrockstars.show. Now that's it. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode. Take care and bye-bye.
Innovation Rockstars.
This was Innovation Rockstar Roman Schieser about systematic innovation management at Škoda Auto. If you want to dive deeper into the topic, or if you'd simply like to give us feedback on this episode, or suggest someone that you think would be a great innovation rockstar, feel free to email us at info@innovationrockstars.show. For more inspiring innovation stories, visit our website at www.innovationrockstars.show or browse through our Innovation Rockstars channel on all major podcast platforms.